Hi everyone, Sane Man here. This video was brought to you by a donation from Eric the Hermit, and here's what he's got to say. Hi Sane Man, if you could do anything talking about the dangers of female chameleons from Japan or other Asian countries, that's one suggestion. I'm about in the middle of the Asperger spectrum, and you've helped me stabilize my private life. Some of my thoughts about Japanese women include that they shame and guilt trip men and manipulate us. This is because feminism has not taken over their state yet. It's also very hard for Japanese courts to enforce child support. I hear that in 80% of cases, where the man is ordered to pay monthly child support, the man simply evades the matter entirely by simply not making the requested bank transfers. The only recourse available is for the woman to bring up a new court case. There exists no effective enforcement mechanism, unlike in the United States, and also my home country of Norway. Japanese women of the worst kind exist. Sperm jackers who want babies from white Chad. At 6'2", I'm at the top of the 3% of men in Japan with regards to height, although my facial features are very mediocre. I think I'm about a 6 out of 10 in the West, mainly due to my height, or perhaps 7 out of 10 if I go to the gym. But in Japan, I'm easily more of an 8 out of 10 without going to the gym, since my shoulders are already wider than most men's, albeit many Japanese women are not interested in white men to begin with. Disney fantasies are common there, and I have been fetishized as Prince Charming by a few quite pretty women in the past. It felt alienating, although she was cute. Some tactics a Japanese sperm jacker baby trapper will use include sending a fax to your workplace, bemoaning the fact that you're not positive about being forced into fatherhood, sending baby photos to your relatives relentlessly, manipulating mutual friends into exerting pressure on you. Such trad-caught chameleons are oftentimes non-virgins, who have been on the carousel like true champs. We're talking Korean StarCraft level dedication here, jumping from mushroom to mushroom through their 20s, mistaking real life for Super Mario. I did briefly date some potentially nice women in Japan, but I unfortunately ended up with a stereotypically Japanese maniac trying to end herself. When a man is faced with several huge red flags, the right course of action is to run. But I naively believed her to be of the same moral fiber as myself at the time, and no one ever warned me. I'm an idiot about human relations, no doubts, but nowadays I don't let anyone get close to me, and I'm doing great. Well, Eric, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. That's super interesting about the lax enforcement with regards to family law in Japan. If 80% of men forced to pay child support avoided it, then that can explain why the fertility rate in that country is one of the lowest in the world. Plus, in that culture, it's dishonorable for a woman to have children outside of wedlock. Also in China, although I'm not sure about Japan, there's a culture of men getting together with working girls. You also mentioned how the women there use guilt and shame to try and sperm jack you. Shaming language was used on me by a Filipino woman that was from a country where feminism and female nature are covert instead of overt. I'll discuss if it's worth dating women from Japan in just a moment. But first, let me tell everyone about today's sponsor, MetVPN. If you're surfing the internet alone without a VPN, then you're surfing with Justin Skippy Trudeau. I use MetVPN to hide my location from the Canadian government, to keep my freedom of speech, as well as to sail the high seas and download movies and TV shows without potentially getting sued by lawyers. MetVPN offers unlimited data traffic, no logs, a kill switch in case your VPN temporarily goes offline, and it's only $2.45 a month on a 24-month plan. Keep your online activities private and free. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to boost your sexual marketplace value as a man by moving to Japan Clown World Show. There are plenty of white guys moving to Japan, Korea, and China, as well as the Philippines of all places, to find wives these days, but they don't realize that with more traditional cultures, where women don't actually control the state yet, through feminism, they tend to use overt forms of control over men instead of more obvious or overt forms. A Filipina I dated shamed me and said I wasn't a real man because I wasn't willing to get her pregnant. She had a horrible case of baby rabies. I found her attractive, but I rarely find most East Asian women attractive. One of the few that I saw that was attractive was this one, and she's the YouTuber Sperpensa's wife. She's Chinese and not Japanese, but when he got together with her, Chinese guys were pissed off because a Westerner had taken one of their most attractive women. But when they heard that she had been divorced, they told him he's more than welcome to take her because no one in that culture wants a divorcee. They also don't want their women over 30. There are also plenty of successful career women in their early 30s in Japan and China that seek out Western men for relationships and marriage. because they don't have the same hang-ups about being with an older, leftover Asian woman. For many such women, their only hope is Western men. The Filipina I was involved with, at least she didn't actually send baby pictures to my family or contact my employer to say that I'm not a family man because I'm not willing to have kids. When a woman can't get money from the government or money from the ex-husband through a settlement from the family courts, then she's going to try something else to tie you down. That means pulling your heartstrings or your nut strings, shaming you for not being man enough to make a baby, or shaming you in front of your coworkers or family. All women throughout history have had to excel at things like that for the most part. It's only modern Western women that don't have to do any of those things, because instead they use the power of the state to take men's resources away, instead of trapping him with the child. Eric, I'm glad you saw their red flags and that like Western women they enjoy riding the carousel because a lot of passport bros don't. Every generation of Western men is naive, thinking that they can go overseas and find women that are different than the ones in their own home country. What they fail to understand is why fertility rates are lower in Japan to begin with. If the women are so good there, then why aren't the local Japanese men marrying them or having kids with them? Does a Western man really want a traditional Japanese woman that's going to manage the family finances and tell him how much money he can spend on himself and hand out an allowance to him like he was a 5-year-old child? I don't think so. Plus, with the advent of Tinder, women there can sleep around now without ever being found out. You've heard from men in the West that with online dating, they've had to resort to dating women that are 5s and 6s, where in the past they could have dated 7s and 8s. So Eric, if you want to go from being a 6 in the West to an 8 in the East, then being a passport bro allows men to date back in the same level of women that they would have had access to in the West about 10 to 15 years ago. It's not a cheat code to get ahead. It's a cheat code to stand still in the sexual marketplace from the past and not get ahead. You're just leveraging your skin color and possibly height in another place to have better options. A lot of people think that just because a country's government isn't gynocentric, that it's all puppies and rainbows when it comes to dealing with women. Sure, Japanese women aren't covered in tattoos and they aren't land whales, but when you get together with one, usually their extended family gets in your business, or sometimes you have to support them. Especially in a place like Japan where the population is getting older fast and there are enough people to take care of all the elderly out there. If you still think that Japanese women are different than Western ones, then you need to look at the phenomenon of host bars. Sometimes 3 or 4 women in Japan will get together and go to a host bar and a hot male host will give them attention. They of course will pay for his attention, which just proves that if women find you attractive, they will actually pay you money to be with you and be willing to share you with other women. But if you're unattractive, they won't even give you the so-called honor and privilege of paying to get with them. They just seem to care about looks. Many East Asian women also find white males attractive because for the most part, women are attracted to men from the biggest power group. Just like the women in WW2 France that got together with German soldiers. Maybe it makes them feel like their social status has somehow been elevated by dating a man of European descent. Much the same way the Germans took over France for a time, and America took over Japan after WW2. Plus, let's not forget that women are not loyal to their tribes. But obviously, it's not all Japanese women, but enough of them. Enough of them for you to go to Japan and have enough of them to swoon over you. There's a surplus of the types of women that want whitey, and a shortfall of whitey males in their country. Plus, let's not forget that femininity is oftentimes attracted to masculinity, and European males in general appear to be more masculine than their Japanese counterparts. Plus, Japanese women have tighter schwing-schwings, if you know what I mean. And that usually means, on average, white boys are the equivalent to them as a white woman with a black man, with a huge horse-sized schwing-schwing. We all know that women love to compare the size of your schlong with other men's, so the bigger the better is usually their motto. Maybe a man of European descent can also take advantage of the racial arbitrage and find a woman that's much better than he can get at home. But the thing that scares me about East Asian women is their IQ. In that part of the world, the average number is around 105. The more intelligent a woman is, the greater the mental games that she can actually put you under. I've always found that the most pleasant women to be around were the ones that weren't very intelligent. But now I'm just rambling. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Eric the Hermit for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that your medium-sized schlong can be used to smash a small, tight East Asian love box. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, Mikdot.tv, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized. And if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45 US, and I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the white men that think they can outsmart Japanese women and somehow believe that they have power over them away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.